We're talking here with head coach Damon Collins, heading up to Princeton, where the Tigers thus far, pretty good start to the season. They were in a jamboree, it looks like, a couple Saturdays ago. Put 90 on the board at Gilman City a week ago Tuesday, and have a couple of victories in pool play at the Albany tournament. It was to be bracketed, but Worth County's playing in the 8-man state football championship game tonight. So Worth County gets bumped out of the Albany tournament. Princeton took care of business, beat Stanbury 49-23 Monday, beat Pattonsburg last night 67-57. Coach Collins, congrats on the start.
Thank you. It's been a pretty exciting start here to the season.
I thought, you know, I say this all the time, I wish there were two or three of me that just go around and catch all these really fun games. I was up covering your alma mater, NCMC, last night, their game at Creston, and I would love to see your game against Pattonsburg. Was that game as entertaining as kind of the two teams you would think coming in?
Yeah, you know, kind of probably what you expect with Princeton and Pattonsburg is, you know, back and forth a lot early. I think actually their first 21 points came off 7 threes that covered into the second quarter. But so, you know, really had to slow down them, get them off the 3-point line. And I think they ended the game again with I think they only had 13 points in the fourth quarter, but the last 12 of them were threes again.
I kind of feel like that with your team this year, Coach. You're the preseason favorite in the GRC West. You have a lot of talent coming back. Is this kind of the most talent, the most expectations you feel like that you've had since your teams that went to Civic Arena a couple years back?
I think definitely, you know, a team that you can compare to that, to those guys. And I think, you know, we still got a lot of work to do. And, you know, as you would expect early in the season, but, you know, definitely some goals that we have in mind.
You were very much last year. I elite might be a little far, but I'd say certainly you were a well above average boys basketball team. To take that next step to an elite team, you know, that 20 to 25 win sort of team, Coach, what were the things that you talked about with the boys that you had to get better at this year?
Oh, just everybody, you know, first of all, over the summer, just everybody individually, you know, improving and trying to get stronger. And yeah, I think we, you know, done a lot of that, and just, you know, more chemistry together. I think we're, you know, getting some more guys that can score. We have a pretty good freshman class that's kind of helped add us a little bit more depth than I think that we had last year. They also come in with some height too, as, you know, they're a couple of our tallest guys are freshmen as well.
So defensively, do you kind of feel like that, especially that side of the basketball, or are you going to be improved just with your size and your athletic ability to kind of lock people down that way?
Yeah, you know, we'd like to hope so. You know, I think, as you said, those young guys we have, adding some length and size and some rebounding inside, helps the other guys. Then they know that, you know, if they got a little more rim protection, they can get out and pressure a little bit more as well. I think, you know, just you know, kind of team tandem defense has been looking pretty solid, kind of mixing up, you know, a few different defenses with a couple zones and some man, and I think we can try to, you know, keep some teams off balance.
You had last year, you kind of had the inside presence of Talon and you had the outside presence of Clay. It sounds like you have more depth this year, that you're not going to have to rely as much on that 1-2 punch offensively.
You know, I think we definitely have some more guys, even with the returners we have, you know, they're capable of chipping in more points, and some of those new guys are at the same time. Yeah, I think it's still, you know, it's still going to be, you know, Talon and Clay doing a majority of the scoring, but it is definitely nice that we, you know, have, you know, a few different guys that can step up and be that third option, you know, in any given night.
Yeah, you get into the first couple of nights of basketball season. I remember this from last week, where I'm looking at the scores that are coming in, Wednesday morning of last week, and first thing I notice is, man, Princeton put 90 on the board over at Gilman City. That's a pretty good night offensively, Coach. Was it just a night where the ball was just going in the hoop for the guys?
No, I think, you know, it was a combination of, yeah, you know, first game, everybody excited to get out there, and you know, the ball was going in the hoop for us, and at the same time, there's a, you know, Gilman, you know, they won't try to slow the game down either. So it was a real, you know, up and down game with a lot of possessions. So, of course, having, you know, more possessions, you know, gave us a better chance to score a large number as well.
Yeah, 90-60. Then you come back on Monday, and that was 49-23. And I've heard from folks too that Coach Groomer over at Stanbury, he has a team that's struggling to put the ball in the hoop a little bit, so they'll slow it down and you know, really rely on their defense. But that was a much different game than the Gilman City game.
Exactly. I don't have the exact numbers here in front of me, but those possessions were almost cut in half on just the way the game was played from Gilman to Stanberry. So I thought, you know, offensively we didn't shoot near as well, but for having not near as many possessions, I thought we still did okay.
I know upsets can happen. You're in the 2:30 championship game Saturday. Are you preparing at this point for Platte Valley until you hear differently that you're going to see Platte Valley on Saturday?
I think you always kind of got to prepare for the one seed, you know, if that's the way it is. But as you said, that's why we play the game. There's always a chance of upsets. I know North Andrew, I think, is a little bit banged up, but, you know, they're always a team that's capable of pulling off some of those upsets.
You get back into regular season action next week. On Monday, are you playing East Harrison? Are you going to Ridgeway or are you going to Canesville for those?
I think that's at Canesville, and I think our matchup is we'll play our JV boys will play their team for that night.
Gotcha. So you added Lamoni to the schedule, looks like, for Tuesday, somebody a little bit different for the Tigers?
Yep, and that's where then we'll play actually we're going to play JV and varsity then the next night against Lamoni.
Gotcha.
As you said, that's kind of nice given a different opponent that we haven't ever seen before.
Then Pattonsburg on Friday, we'll talk about that more next week, obviously, but Friday the 8th, you got Pattonsburg at Princeton. How challenging is it to play somebody twice within a couple of weeks?
It's definitely, teams which I feel like those two teams, we already, knew each other pretty well, but as you play each other more, you figure out each other even more, and it just, usually comes a little bit tougher on offense to try to find those openings and get those open looks.
Do you anticipate, obviously it's a new conference for Princeton, but some familiar foes, you got your Pattonsburgs and your North Andrews and Stanberry's and Worth Counties. Do you anticipate the transition to the new conference for the boys pretty seamless over the next 2 months?
Oh yeah, I think, as you said, we've played a lot of those teams and, every year. So it kind of changes when we're going to start playing those teams a lot earlier instead of playing them at the end of the year. But as you said, it's teams that we've seen, so it won't be, all new to us.
And the other thing I noticed, too, is with that preseason poll, you got, the nod as the preseason favorite, but there were a lot of different opinions coming in from the coaches. It looks like it is going to be a dogfight in that GRC West with maybe 5 or 6 teams being capable of winning that thing that by the time it's all said and done.
Oh, definitely. As you said, we were, picked as the preseason winner, but there's definitely not a team that's a notch ahead of everybody else. It's a pretty even field, and teams are going to have to show up every night in order to come out on top.
Next up for Princeton, championship game appearance 2:30 Saturday at Albany High School against tonight's winner, Platte Valley, the 1 seed, playing the 4 seed, North Andrew, at 6:15 tonight in the semifinals. Coach, congrats on the success this week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.